Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Friday, people!
Woo!
Knock off! Let's go!
Hooray!
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yes!
As we arc into the weekend, hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mick Malloy.
Hello Dane.
G'day guys.
Here we go guys.
Here we go, it's all happening.
Put this together for the great nation of Australia.
Yeah.
We've got Clown of the Week, that's full as a gook, so much to get through. We might have a look at politics, there's so many different bits.
There's world politics, there's state politics, everybody's gone nuts.
They want to build a wall now, South Australia.
Is that right?
Have you heard? Good on them. All right, here we go, and we will have, Charlie Pickering is our special guest today.
Well,
he's got
great.
Lots to talk about, always brings a plate, that fellow. We love having him on the show.
Excellent news. We also have got Ian Kenny, lead singer of Birds of Tokyo,
great
friend of ours, friend of the show, and we're going to be playing a song that he's done a collaboration with
and?
Scott Darlow, but you better not mention your bloody song. Stop embarrassing me.
I just think it's an opportunity. If he's up for collaborations, if I just play him my song.
This is what I'm worried about. He doesn't. And he's nice and polite.
Exactly.
He might agree to it.
We're going to give away a mighty Tempur mattress.
Wow.
Oh, that's a game changer. That's life changer for someone out there. It is.
That's
the king of
beds. In many
beds.
Ways. Mm-hmm. It is very exciting.
We'll take
lots
it,
more.
We'll
lots
take
more.
Your calls. We'll take your calls. Oh, we can review. We love.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll get through it all.
Oh, we will. How are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, you know.
You look a bit.
I don't
mean to be rude.
You're a bit rusty.
Oh, you had a beer tasting. That's right.
Yeah. And by the look of me, it went well.
Yes.
It went long.
You look a bit dusty.
It went late. Can I say?
Get much sleep?
I tested that beer.
You did. Mm.
And
a
I
lot?
Tested it some more.
It's the draft, isn't
this
it?
This is Brick Lane's new draft beer.
And, tell me how the testing goes. How do you do that?
You honk on.
Is it like a wine testing?
No,
or it's...
You don't spit it out. You nail about 24 pots of beer.
Jesus.
And then I'm going to say this. There's a new king of tap beers. It's going to be great
when
it comes out.
It's good very professional.
Well.
Yeah.
It will be. Hey, Ripper, the Brick Lane draft coming soon.
That's
watch
awesome.
This space. What about you? What are you up to? Now, I'm on the tail end of one, you look like you're about to embark on...
I'm fresh as a daisy, to
fresh
be frank.
Fresh as a daisy, and
yes.
Why? Why are you in it?
I've been just
condition?
Sort of... I've been sort of staying off having glasses of wine, things like that. That drought may have broken. I've been very good. And I've got... actually, they're all my old school friends. We're going to go down the beach and
girls
have a
weekend.
Girls' weekend.
Yes.
Yes, it's time. And we're with COVID, allowed to sort of social distance.
Is it pillow fights in underwear? Tell me it is. Tell me it's all the girls.
You know that's
fights,
how we roll.
With
you know.
Feathers floating around.
That is what happens when the Genizano girls get
together. Oh, the Genizano girls. Oh, even alone, they're dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're in a pack.
We're en masse.
Yeah.
But no one else. There's just the chicks down here, not even the dogs.
No, what's the plural form for... A Genizano,
for
a gaggle?
A bevy?
A bevy?
Not a gaggle, how dare you?
A bevy of Turek College girls, I used to say.
Oh, bevy. It's a feather boa of Genizano girls.
It's a white glove.
Yes, so we've got dinner organised. We're down at a beach house.
We've got
it all planned. We've got gin and tonics in the afternoon. And a special screening. None of my girlfriends, I don't even believe they're friends of mine, they've never seen an episode of The Housewives of any, like they don't watch it.
Right,
I'm going to
this
show them
like
the
house. It could be an episode of
it.
The
could be The Housewives of Beachside. Yeah, of Genizano. I'm going to show them.
The old girls of Genizano.
Don't say old girls, but I know what you mean. The alma mater of Genizano.
Yeah. Old ducks.
I
beg your pardon.
The Cougars.
You know we don't look
Cougars.
Up.
The Cougars
of Genizano.
Yep.
And I have got this bottle of wine that I got for Christmas.
I cannot believe this.
I'm just going to hold this up.
Let's look.
It's a two-man job.
Holy moly.
Okay. Is it a Methuselah? Is that what you call? What's sure. the biggest one you can get?
That's a Methuselah of Rosé.
can I? You've just, that's it. Yeah. We're going to start with that Rosé. It's
false?
Brangelina's
true
Rosé.
True or false? That bottle of wine has its own fridge.
it does, actually. Massive. It can't fit in any other fridge. So, yeah, that's out in the shed fridge.
A girls' weekend down Jeez. The beach house.
Yeah,
it could
bit
be
of music.
Could be the start of a horror movie, too. You know that first scene? Yes. All the girls around.
It all looks.
Someone's looking through the window.
Yeah. Someone's always nuding up just as they're murdered. Yes.
And then you catch the window, and I'm standing out there with a knife.
Freddy Krueger.
You know where we will be. But if you wanted to pop in, you know, for a bit of entertainment,
I'll pop in. Would you want me to do some dance? Maybe I could come down and like
some pole dancing.
Male entertainer. What if I come down and don't tell your girlfriends, but I'll be dressed as a copper? All right, girls.
All right.
There's two noises. Take it off and then I go whisker. And I whip off my strides. Hey.
Right. On the pole, Mickey.
Oh my God.
What's the movie called? Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Oh, my God.
This goes bananas.
Well, I'll fill you in on Monday.
Can't wait. All right.
We're away for Friday.
Yay, here's our Friday song.
It is indeed. Yeah, it's The Cure. And we're here thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore range, guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. Up next, Clown of the Week.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Stars.
A carry for the car. Hey.
I don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour. Right?
Who will be...
Shut up.
Clown of the Week.
Dave Reynolds. We've got him back next week.
He's on.
Oh, well, I'm going to play that back to him.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
We're going around the world in the world of politics. We start in the UK, in London to be specific, with Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, for his,
trade agreement.
Yeah. Trade agreement. He's got a swapping penguins, which is a chocolate biscuit for Tim Tams. Let's have a listen.
Hi, folks. I'm absolutely thrilled today to be inaugurating the Australia-UK free trade agreement talks. I want a world in which we send you Marmite, you send us Vegemite, we send you penguins, and you send us, with reduced tariffs, these wonderful Arnott's Tim Tams. How long can the British people be deprived of the opportunity to have Arnott's Tim Tams at a reasonable price?
I don't think he's been deprived of Tim Tams.
No. He's used to hoeing into those packets.
He sounds like a pompous fop, doesn't he?
Hang on.
Where are you going with this?
This has got all the tones of a pompous fop.
You mentioned that you thought he sounded very much like Matt Preston.
Oh, that's right.
So Maddie decided to compare the two, Boris Johnson and Matt Preston, see if you can tell the difference.
The UK-Australia-UK free trade agreement talks.
It's a recipe my mother-in-law cooked for me on the day I proposed to my wife.
We send you Marmite, you send us Vegemite.
It starts with a cheap cut of meat. This is lamb forequarter.
We send you penguins, and you send us
brown rice.
They're literally from the same county.
It is unbelievable. We'll have to get Matt Preston on soon and interview him as Boris Johnson.
Great idea.
Okay, let's go local now. Oh. And there's a boy. We've had the New South Wales-Queensland border war, skirmish. Mm. There's a new Gaza Strip in Australia, and it lies between South Australia and Victoria. Mm. It started by
the Premier of Victoria, Dan Andrews, because he had this to say about South Australia.
Well, look, I don't want to be offensive to South Australians, but why would you want to go there? Holiday here.
Okay. Well, you didn't want to be offensive, but the entire state of South Australia found it offensive. And this was because, thanks to lockdowns and COVID, they're not opening the borders in South Australia to Victorians yet. No. He wasn't happy about it. So what did the South Australian Premier, Steve Marshall, retaliate with? Let's have a listen.
I tell you what, I'm really contemplating building a wall and making them pay for it.
That's funny. I like that.
Good answer.
Very good. All right. Yes. What about Bob Catter? Now, Bob Catter did something very special this week.
I miss him in the news, so it was good to have him back.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen to how it was reported in the news.
There were some unusual scenes in front of Parliament House this morning. Queensland MP Bob Catter, dressed as the Grim Reaper, protesting the closure of Holden. Just yesterday, crossbench Senator Rex Patrick, dressed as a submarine,
What? Hang on. Is it book week in Parliament
what's
or something?
Oh, my God, that's what it sounds like. You're
come,
right.
Come as your, it's a fancy dress.
We pay our taxes for these people, don't we? Like, and they're
why
public
is he going as a submarine?
What the hell?
Oh,
the
South something Australia, to do with some, yeah, oh, so,
some contract.
Yeah, some Jeez, submarine. Still,
that's a late night, isn't it? Building
it is.
Like Howard Hughes building a spruce goose so you can
yes, that's right.
go.
Now,
to
this has gone viral. Oh, okay. We got time to do this one.
Sure.
It's gone it's viral. Mm. 6 million views so far. This is a family at a rally in Tulsa, okay. Oklahoma, just before Trump is about to speak there. Yeah. Listen to this perky family sing a Trump song.
Come on, everybody, four years.
Go Trump! Trump. Oh yeah, great cowbell! Woo!
Oh, terrible! Keep America.
That is
great.
Glee Club terrible. On steroids.
And
wow.
There's your problem with America,
right
there.
Yeah,
I'm looking out the window at our American producer, who's shaking his head. And he looks generally concerned and saddened.
He's in the right spot, right here.
Oh, wow.
Okay, your turn to get involved. 1-3-5-3. Give us a call and we'll get into it.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, today and all our callers to get through today, we'll put you in the draw for this $10,000 Tempur mattress prize pack. Includes the Queen mattress, the Queen
How
mattress protector, the adjustable base, the pillows as well. Tempur mattress, $10,000 worth. Nothing feels, supports, or adapts to your body like a Tempur.
Well, I'll tell you what, talking of some mattresses, there's been a development on the set of Bold and the Beautiful. We're in cloud
it's
mode
a big one.
Now. So Bold and the Beautiful have come out and said that all sex scenes now will involve a plastic
blow-up
doll.
Yeah, yeah.
So there'll be the actor and a blow-up doll, and the first bed scene from Bold and the Beautiful has come across their desk. Have a listen.
You're quiet. Too quiet. Say something.
Oh, no. Lost all the air.
I think our producer Maddie's been watching a little bit too much. He knew exactly
that's
what
so
grabbed
good.
To get of that show.
And you can't have a cigarette after sex either. You're
oh,
pretty,
that's true.
You pop your partner.
You've got to be very careful about that. Now, here's some, I'll tell you who I want to clown.
Oh, here we go.
The airlines for banning alcohol.
Oh, no.
Jane.
We've got a report.
I beg your pardon. Yeah, I have.
Virgin Australia, EasyJet, Delta and American Airlines are just some taking part in the ban, suspending drink services in response to COVID-19. It's hoped the move will ensure safety and maintain good hygiene.
Boo!
Yeah,
boo!
Right.
I would rather get on the Hindenburg than get on an airline.
What
one
is
of those
the point of flying
where...
if you can't grog on?
That's the point. Think of Booney.
Yes.
Think of Booney's record.
What
is think of it. Think of me on those flights. You know, remember when I've told you every time I travel, well, the flight attendants always slip a bottle of wine to me, and they go, "Oh, you seem to like this Chardonnay, Miss Kennedy."
You have to do. I've seen that happen, by the way. I'd like to. You'll have to do a series of short flights:
like
Sydney
right.
to Melbourne to Newcastle
get off.
To
yep.
Brisbane.
Yep.
To anyway. Well,
let's go to some callers.
We have
Danny on the line. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
Hey, Danny, how are you going? You would like to clown Mick Malloy.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately,
what for?
Mick.
What for?
What for?
Yeah, what
you
for?
Almost disclosed your address on
oh,
national
my God.
Radio.
Oh,
if it wasn't
yes.
for the team who got all over it and dumped it. Have you got it there, Dave?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Phone rings at 11:30. Alan from NBN here. Mate, I'm outside your premises. My mum comes...
Quick, dump.
Dump.
All right, we have dumped. And we are
wow.
back.
Okay. Are we back?
Silly. We're back.
I've just read out my address.
You gave the address on air. That's not a sensible thing to do.
It's not a sensible thing to do.
No.
Well, there's it's just
that?
A few stalkers that may end up at your place. So you owe us one.
By the
Mick
way,
Malloy.
If you want to give away the address of a beach house where five of you and all of your friends having a girls' weekend,
you don't want to come near us. Trust me.
No, mate,
you don't
exactly
want to
right. You get eaten alive.
Yeah.
Hey, what about, is it time for Simon from, where are you calling from, Simon? I love this part of the world.
Echuca.
There's, talking of borders in this country, what's the vibe on that border? How's New South Wales, Victoria going? Because everyone else is feuding.
Oh, they're all right. No, everyone crosses the bridge every day.
Yeah.
Right. Yep, it's all right.
Thanks for talking it up.
No, Emma.
I'm pretty excited. Hey, who do you want to clown?
Well, we'll go with Dangerous Dave.
What? Oh, here we go. What for?
Well, in the dire moments of his birthday show, divulging his morning glory.
He got one away early in the day on his birthday.
Have we got
the
grip?
Have we got the grip?
This is terrible.
What are you thinking? What are you expecting?
Well,
A little bit of temper beer. Fire up the temper.
You're exhausting.
No, that happened this morning, so anyway.
Oh, my God.
He's had 50 birthday bombs.
All right. Simon, I cannot unhear that. I don't want to. I didn't want to hear it the first time. Now I hear it the second time.
Well, we've got
time.
Your wife on the line now.
You better not have.
You had a heart attack then.
Can I say, too? We're clowning, Dave.
Why?
For your tight-ass, stingy behaviour, which came back to roost when this birthday present came in from the fish and chip shop from Echuca, where you famously...
No, from Queenscliff.
From Queenscliff, you famously said $54 was too much for a family pack.
Yes. $56, by
the way. Hi, Dangerous Dave. It's Andrew and team from the original Queenscliff fish and chip shop, and we just wish you a happy birthday. And I hear, because you're a bit of a tight-ass... that we would like to offer you one of our great expensive family packs on the house, whenever you wanted to come in and get it. Plus, the guys tell me I've got to add a 1.25 Coke for you.
Thank you.
So have a great day from all of us at the original Queenscliff Fish and Chip Shop. You know the one.
Well, the one you stood outside and wouldn't let your children have a treat.
How do you go? Can you redeem that?
A chance in hell I will walk in those
doors
with that voucher.
What do you mean? They're the best fish and chips in Victoria.
I'm not going to take the voucher and go, I'm the guy who didn't want to pay.
Yes, you are.
No way.
They're being very generous. Come on, you've got to go in.
The kids heard it on the radio. They said, Dad, we're not doing it. There's no chance
I'm
going.
Well, buy a few Chico rolls extra.
Give it to me.
You'll go in and say, hey, it's Dangerous Dave. Here's my voucher.
No, he's going to go in and eat your food.
Sorry, mate. Was that an impersonation?
I beg your pardon.
What was that?
Speaking of impersonations, I want to clown Mick again.
What for?
For doing an incredibly bad French accent on the front bar on your television show on Wednesday night.
People thought it was a Frenchman.
Did they?
People thought it was a Frenchman trying to buy
a donut. I'm not so sure. Let's listen.
I'm getting a bit of a heads up here saying that we've got a bit of a seedy person around the donut van. I just might go check it out over here. Molloy, what are you doing?
No, my name is not Molloy. I am a Frenchman. Le donut, please.
You look like Mick Malthouse at a VFL game. All right, if you can speak French, give us some French.
That's disgraceful. You are never coming to Paris with me.
Well, you won't be going because there's no alcohol on the flight. So you can kiss that. When we come back, we've got
Kenny coming up, and we can take more clown calls too. 133353.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Ian Kenny, we know him as Kenny from Birds of Tokyo and Carnival as
Seems like an angel.
Oh, man, he's got a great voice, doesn't he?
The best voice.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd... I just have a feeling. Well, we'd be a great combination.
You're not going to play him that.
Please, he'll feel sorry for you and do it. This is just terrible. Please don't hassle him. He's a really nice guy.
I think he could offset my...
Your dulcet tones.
My dulcet tones.
Your baritone.
All right, here we go. It is Clown of the Week. We're right in the middle of it. Let's go to Samantha. Where are you calling from, Samantha?
I am from Toongabby in Sydney.
Toongabby? Where the hell is Toongabby?
Near Parramatta.
Oh, I love Parramatta, but Toongabby can go and get stuffed.
No, Toongabby's great.
Thanks,
Nicky. Wow.
Hey, what's your story, Samantha? What do you want to bring to the table?
Hey, I want to clown. Earlier in the week, they reported that some university students tried to pet a fox and got bitten.
And they got bitten.
And even thought it was a cat. Like, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But you tried to pet a fox.
No, can't hear you. Yeah, sorry, your line's
Well, we get the gist. We know that they were stupid
university students patted the one fox and he bit all of them. That's a good fox.
I like that and I like foxes. Hey, speaking of education, I want to clown the Victorian Curriculum and Assessment Authority.
Jeez, you've gone hard here. Why?
Because they're giving the results to the students, their ATAR results, on New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Have a good time, everyone. Yeah, that's going to go well. How ridiculous. That is a decision made for people who don't have students doing VCE or Year 12.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's really bad.
Hey, they haven't thought that through.
No, I don't think they have thought that through at all.
All right, let's keep going. Scott's on the line. Scott, who do you want to clown?
Mick, I want to clown yourself, unfortunately. And this is in relation to your cover of Nirvana's About a Girl.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
What I did was, when it first came out, what I did was I had a possum problem. And I couldn't get Pete the Possum Guy around, so I played it outside and got rid of the possums, which was great.
Oh, you played my version of...
Your version, yes.
Oh.
The problem was that a night later... there were a dozen cats that turned up and wanted to hear the version again.
Oh, dear.
And this has gone on.
There it is.
It's gone on and on, and they're turning up every night. It's grown to a pack of 20, and they're definitely not practicing any social distancing, trust me.
I don't believe you, Scott, but I like you.
Bic Lane, case off, coming your way.
Wow.
Case lager for you. Well done. Yvette's on the line. Yvette, who do you want to clown?
I want to clown the both of you, Jane and Mickey, simultaneously.
Okay.
Because you both clowned Dave earlier in the week for calling it creaming soda.
That's right,
they did. That's what it is. It's creamy soda,
and then there was a brand
dispute. There's fake creamy sodas called creaming soda because they're not allowed to use the trademark word.
I've always bought creaming soda.
We did have a caller who rang up and then said, no, one's brown and one's red.
Red, that's right.
Yes.
But you said there's no such thing as creaming soda.
Yeah, well.
Oh, sorry, Dave, you say broccoli, so you've got nothing.
And you're more of a Passiona girl, to be honest.
I'm a Passiona girl, thanks for that.
I think we clowned you for being the new Passiona girl. Yeah.
There's a glut of passion fruit, and everybody in the southern states start using it. It's not just summer fruit.
Can I say something, to help Jane, the growers. And you brought this to the table. Mm. I think that may be a first world problem. We have too many passion fruit. What are we going to do?
There's a lot of passion fruit growers in Queensland and New South Wales, and they want you to use them up. They're beautiful fruit.
Now, guess what? It's time to do something very special here. We do this once a week where our good friends at Temper have released the Kafta Fufu of mattresses.
It's the best prize ever.
It is in a class of its own. There's no other bed like it. Once you go Temper, you'll never go back. It's just a game changer.
It is.
We have all our callers, like the ones who we've just had, who are in this drawer as well.
Put them in the drawer.
Yes.
We are doing it now.
Picked a winner.
Yeah. We've decided there's one, and it is Pam is our winner.
Yes, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Pam, congratulations.
Fantastic.
Are you married, Pam?
Yes.
Will you be getting some action this weekend?
Happily married.
Well done, Pam. You've won a $10,000 Temper mattress prize. Queen mattress, the mattress protector, the adjustable base, two Temper pillows. Nothing feels, supports, or adapts to your body like a Temper mattress.
And Pam, that's because you suggested passion fruit plants should be planted side by side to yield more fruit. See the passion fruit. You'll be having passion fruit till the cows come home.
Right. I've got a question.
There we go.
Dave,
yes.
Have you planted your second passion fruit?
I haven't yet, no. You know what? I've got some time this weekend, Pam, and I'll go to the nursery and I'll
Fingers crossed it will work for you.
You've done enough.
Thank you, Pam.
He's got a big weekend. He's got to get down to Queenscliff fish and chips.
He's busy.
Good on you, Pam.
Thank
you.
Congratulations.
Thanks to Temper.
Here's the good news as well. Another Temper mattress to give away next week.
This is madness.
Another one to go next week. Up next, though, it's Ian Kenny, Birds of Tokyo.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're very excited because one of the best singers in the country...
Sings like an angel,
if not the world... And one of the best bands in the world, Birds of Tokyo, the lead singer Ian Kenny joins us. Hello, Ian.
Well, hello. Jeez, wow, what an intro.
Wow. you're fit for it now. I hear a bit of wind. Where are you? Whereabouts are you right now in the world?
I'm sitting down at Scarborough Beach in Perth. I've just been surfing. I've popped out.
Wow.
Well played.
Hanging out with you guys.
One of the great spots in the world. Some of the great surf beaches, by the way, if you don't get beaten by a 20-foot white pointer.
You just bop them on the nose, don't you, Ian?
Yeah, just trying to avoid those FFs, no way.
All right, now, great to have you on board.
It is, and we've got you in for a few reasons to chat with you today. Last time we chatted with you, I actually got very emotional because you performed Good Lord on the show. It was brilliant, but it was a song about a breakup, and I started crying because I felt like you needed a hug. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember that clearly.
Yes.
Yeah, that was in the studio with you guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Good Lord has been one of those songs, and it sort of it's hit people like that. So, you know, it's forever bittersweet, let's call it, you know.
It was emotional. Mick had some advice for you. I'm not sure if you recalled that advice. Can I just play it for you now?
I'd love to hear it.
Get on Tinder. It's my advice to you. It fixes everything. Let me know how you go. You and me, maybe you and me double dating, and we'll write a song together.
Now we're talking.
My God.
Hey, how about that? Couple of lads.
What happened?
I don't know.
Okay, well part of it's come to fruition a bit because, look, I don't even know why I'm suggesting this, but there may be some musical involvement you may want with Mick Molloy. There's a bit of a story to this, Mick.
Yes. So, Ian, after us speaking, and I thought maybe I should put down a track that I could maybe get you later to maybe go a third above on.
Wow.
So I was captivated by a certain version of About a Girl by Puddle of Mud. Have a listen.
Now, seven in your life, I will hope you have the time. I
All right. You know what?
So you get that, right?
He sings a bit like you, Ian. You know that really creamy, honey-like quality to his voice.
Yeah. So Mick decided in his wisdom to do a version of Puddle of Mud's version.
I've done a cover of Puddle of Mud's cover, of Nirvana's cover of their own song about a girl. Maddie went into the studio. We spent a couple of days in
there.
Yeah, it was a pretty intense session.
And can I just say, Andrew, Mick's very confident with this and thinks it's going to go far.
I'd like, A, your feedback.
I can't wait to hear this.
And B, to see if you're prepared to collaborate on it. Yeah. Just remember, though, it's not like your backing vocals. It'll be like you're kind of like a third above. So let's have a go. This is the live unplugged version of it.
This is Mick's About a Girl.
I'm standing in your life. I do. Hope you have the time. I do pick a number two. I do keep a drink with you. I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry.
He's got a big finish. Hang in there.
I see you every night, Mickey.
I don't know where the applause is coming from,
that
by
was
the way.
That was the cowbell version.
Yeah,
so I went back in and added some cowbell.
Gone back, yeah.
Any interest in the project?
Geez, the resemblance is remarkable from the Puddle of Mud cover. I think you can nail that.
Yeah.
I think you've truly done it justice.
You come on board as a collaborator, and then for the film clip, it's you and me riding Shetland ponies along Scarborough Beach in slow motion. What do you think?
Now that I'm in for.
There's too many pauses, Ian, in what you're you're being diplomatic. But I'll tell you who was not diplomatic. Mick played it to Michael Gudinski. Have a listen to what he had to say about it.
Yeah, baby, I do.
Wow. Michael? Hello?
Hello. I suggest you're in Dennis Hanlon now. Is that really your voice?
That's my voice. And by the way, that's the remix when I went back into the studio and added some cowbell, which I think just puts it
over
the top.
You've got a huge, successful career. You're a multi. You want a whammy? That is an absolute piece of crap.
And I'm sorry that you had to go through all that. That's really, like, you're a completely professional musician and you don't have to go through that. And we want to say that you're on the fabulous show, speaking of Gudinski, the home front.
Well done. This was a fantastic project.
It was. And the CD is coming out. That's just going to sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that was such, Gudinski really did a bit of magic there, pulling that together in the time frame that he did. So it's huge for us and Birds and our involvement on that with Wasso. It was crazy. We literally were pulling that session together and recording each person one at a time. Oh. And someone had the grand job of mixing that together on the fly as
it worked so
recording.
Well.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Is the album locked off? Is there any room? Is there any room? Well, I'd like to maybe just see if we could get a bonus track mixed.
You're still trying to get in on
version.
It.
See, now I miss the days of the secret track on the
B single, the B side, the B side of the single. Was it there?
Look, Ian, we'll just be quick and wrap it up. But you have done a collaboration with a great friend of ours, Scotty Darlow. Can't See Black in the Dark. We've heard the version. Scott is wrapped, and Triple M are playing it. They've added it to their playlist. Your contribution is brilliant in it. Can you tell us why you decided to do this track with Scott?
Yeah, I can. Oh, I'm psyched you guys are supporting that. That is
oh, we
awesome.
Love it.
He's such a fantastic artist. I mean, look, Scott, you know, he comes from the right places. He's a passionate artist, and he's talking about real issues in our own backyard. I mean, this is happening for us. So, you know, it's a bit of a no-brainer for me to get on that. I mean, as an artist, I'll support anybody who truly believes the message.
Well, thank you.
And it's a timely thing.
It's the right time
in the world to be putting this song out.
And it's an awesome track. We're going to play it now. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ian Kenny. And don't forget, everyone, music from the Homefront CD and digital album are out.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Love the song, Whisperer.
As he saunters into the studio on a Friday. Hey, look, he's got a bit of a swagger. I reckon he's confident about this.
I think so.
Feeling good.
All right. Synopsis, please.
All right. There are three things we know about this guy. He's grateful, but in a sarcastic sort of way. He has a thing against vowels. And he is a Simpsons connoisseur.
Oh. It is a Friday, and you need to lie down. Why? How can he be grateful, but in sarcastic way?
Yes. What's
that? You know, is he grateful or not?
Thanks a lot, mate.
A thing against vowels. That's
great for us. Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh.
Thank you for being a friend.
Okay. What's the theme from? Where would I recognise that
that's
from?
That's the theme from the Golden Girls.
And while we mention the Golden Girls, that's what I reckon your girls.
I beg your pardon. I knew you were going to go there.
A bit light.
I knew you were brewing that.
It'll be like an episode.
Oh, damn it.
Playing Blanche.
Damn you. Oh, I'll be Blanche.
Golden Girls.
I wish I was a fly on the wall. Not the Golden Girls. Dave, come on.
You mentioned a Simpsons connoisseur. Would it be Oingo Boingo? Danny Elfman composed the Simpson theme.
Did not Oingo Boingo. But I like what you're thinking there,
guys. I like what you're thinking too.
Huge Oingo Boingo fan.
Great band.
They didn't put out a lot of hits, did they?
It stands the test of time.
Did you have that album in your collection that you were told to pick up from your share house?
Yeah, Cut 100.
Yep. That's about the same.
I told you I went through my phase where I wear woolen jackets with braces over the top.
God, I need to see a photo of that. I'm going to ask your mum for a photo.
I'll tell you what, it's a good idea. Just don't do it in Frankston.
Right, okay. Good advice.
Hey, we get it. 133353, get on board. Charlie Pickering.
Yeah, he's coming up.
Coming up.
Song Whisperer now.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
1 hour to go, people, and then it's game on, Moles! Hey, coming up very soon, friend of the show, Charlie Pickering.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
Got a lot he wants to discuss, so I can't wait for that.
Fantastic. We've got the Week in Review, which we love looking back the week that was on our show.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We've got some music news. But let's start at the top, Dave, with our old mate, the Song Whisperer, who came in full of confidence, but may have been kicked in the testicles by the Triple M audience.
Now, I have complete faith in them.
What have you?
Really?
Synopsis.
Absolutely. Please. Three things we know about this guy. He's grateful, but in a sarcastic sort of way. He has a thing against vowels, and he is a Simpsons connoisseur.
Mm.
That's it.
It's a hymn, though, is it? Oh, is that a song written about? Is it a hymn?
Yes.
I was going to say Vera Lynn.
Good guess.
Vera Lynn, who passed away at the age of 103.
Yes.
It's a good innings and well played. Got a lot of people through some tough times.
You bet she did.
And means a lot to a lot of our mums and dads and grandparents. Of course.
Roll out the barrel, was that Vera Lynn as well? But, you know, you've talked of wartime and everything that went on. Yeah.
Very emotional.
You will be missed. Well played, young lady.
Somehow I don't think it is Vera
Lynn. It's not Vera Lynn.
It's not Vera Lynn.
Sadly.
All righty then. Let's go to the callers. Okay. Chris, where are you calling from, Chris?
From Botanic Ridge, Mickey.
Botanic Ridge. Yeah, I don't know it. Now, what's it known for? What do you do?
It's a posh way of saying Cranbourne sad.
Right. Who's mugging around with Botanic Ridge? It sounds like a place you'd set an old Australian film with girls who go missing.
might well be, Mickey.
All right. It could happen in Cranbourne. Who knows? What's the song?
I reckon it might be the Crash Test Dummies.
No vowels.
No vowels.
Good choice.
We should do
a version of this.
Yeah, Mickey.
Yes. Oh, Mickey. Oh, my God.
It's all back to you.
It's back to Mick again. But it's got the same timbre in his voice as you do timbre, as in T-I-M-B-R-E.
Oh, by the way, guys, any project, any word on our show, tambourine show?
Oh, the old tambourine music.
We're doing it. Someone's blocking me.
No.
Someone at this network going...
You've got to get off your ass and do it yourself.
Oh, mate, I've got my hands full with a cowbell. I can't be championing every instrument.
Of course, flat out.
Can we get some feedback? Get me Fitzy. Where's Fitzy?
We'll get Fitzy.
Right. Fitzy on the line. Tell him we want to do a tambourine
show.
All tambourine songs. Okay, what's the... Crash Test Dummies.
Not Crash Test Dummies. There are no vowels there, but
I liked hearing that, though.
Chris, slab of brick line coming your way.
Well done. Good on you, Chris. Have fun at Botanic Ridge. Thank you.
Okay.
You
too, all right. Brian's on the line. Brian, what's the song, mate?
Mate, is it Everything I Hate About You?
Ugly Kid Joe.
Oh, that's sarcastic.
It is sarcastic.
It's a bit rude.
It is a bit rude. Too many vowels, though. It's not Ugly Kid Joe.
Oh.
I'm trying to work out the Simpsons reference.
Me too.
What are you on about? What are you up to? What goes on in that?
Maybe did it appear in The Simpsons, the song?
That's interesting.
Maybe the band was featured in The Simpsons.
Could be.
I don't know. I'm guessing here. Yeah,
you're just throwing things out. I like it.
I am throwing things out there for you, man.
She's trying, mate. You're not helping. You're just blocking us.
I'm not here to help.
That's your mantra.
Lyndall.
Hello, Lyndall.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brisbane.
Nice. Good on you.
Good on you.
How are you doing with
your
borders?
Open your borders, would you?
Yeah. Come on.
Let us in. I want to go to SeaWorld.
No, you guys have got germs down there. We're keeping ourselves pure.
See, this is what's happening to our country. New South Wales, Victoria, we're all being, you know, everybody's getting slagged off.
Guys, just breaking news.
What's that?
Right now, Fitzy won't come on air to talk about the tambourine because as we speak, he is nude getting a massage.
Oh. Wow.
What do you mean?
He's actually,
don't tell me
he's
that.
He's actually nuded up.
He's taking his clothes off to get a massage.
I think it's in his office. I don't think he can do that anymore, can you?
It's not very boss-like.
In the good old days.
Come on. I meant to say it's very Triple M boss-like. What am I talking about?
I thought that ship had sailed. What's
wrong with him?
All right.
Not for Fitzy.
Good on you, Fitzy. Enjoy
yourself.
Now's a good time to sell him on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You could say anything.
Run in the room, turn the lights on, and start banging a tambourine.
God, it's not at the work office.
Hey, Lyndall, sorry about that.
What song are you going to suggest?
Okay, so I'm going on the aversion to vows, and I'm going with XTC.
Oh,
and Senses Working Overtime.
Senses Working Overtime.
Very good.
Great song. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Senses working overtime.
That is a good song.
Great song.
It is a
song whisperer.
Not correct.
Oh,
sorry, Lyndall.
1 week, can it be?
Sure.
So we can play the whole thing.
Yeah.
Good on you, Lyndall.
We're putting you in the draw for the temper mattress
every
too,
caller.
Lyndall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks, Lyndall. Liam, what do you got, buddy? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that it might be Fall Out Boy, Thanks for the Memory.
Right.
Reason being that they got told that the names of their songs were too long, so they made this song and they just dropped all the vowels out of the title.
Oh, so it's actually Thanks for Memories.
Yeah.
So and what's the Simpsons?
What's the Simpsons? Do you know any Simpsons?
I don't know if maybe Pete Wentz or Pat Stump have been on The Simpsons at some point, possibly.
No. Ooh. Oh, you sound like you know all about Fall Out Boy.
Well, I think you've...
Fall Out Boy was a character on The Simpsons.
Liam
is correct.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, you...
Yay!
Slap of Brick Lane coming your way, Liam.
Well done.
You're in the draw.
He's got it for the Temper mattress. Here it is right
now.
Good
on you, Liam.
Fall Out Boy. Up next is Charlie Pickering.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And time to welcome a friend of the show. It's Charlie Pickering from The Weekly with Charlie Pickering. Wednesday night, 8:30, shooting the lights out. What a team. What a team. Tom Gleeson, Judith Lucy, Alan Briggs, and the newly minted Luke McGregor doing their thing, which is smart, intelligent comedy. How are you, Charlie? You good?
I'm very well, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I think that's the first time I've officially been referred to as friend of the show. That is very exciting.
Yes, you are. You are definitely a friend of the show.
Yeah, but it's not a permanent title. We're friends do fall out, and you can be enemy of the show. You can be delisted. So, you know, don't get...
Are you a Richard Nixon type figure? You've got a list in either pocket. You've got friends and enemies.
I know people, genuine people who've got a list, and once you're on it, you are cooked. Ooh. And
really?
Don't forget, and it's not a bad one. So, you know, one of the best speeches I ever heard at the Logies was a woman who won a category, and it was for children's television or not. Mm-hmm. And the people she thanked was everyone she didn't like because they motivated her
to be the best,
to go on and keep producing. And the room went berserk because everyone knew exactly what she was talking about. So anyway, Charlie.
Well, that's not what we think of you,
no such problems with you getting your show up and running. So listen, I know politics is a huge part of your canvas. Let's talk America. You can't keep them out of the conversation at the moment. What are you making about American politics right now?
Well, the thing at the moment that's making a lot of people nervous is that Joe Biden is doing very well in the polls.
Right.
And it's making them nervous for two reasons. One, the last time Trump was behind in the polls, he won.
Yes.
So that's worrying for everyone. Yes. And two, well, you have to contemplate Joe Biden being president as well. So that's also a terrifying concept.
He's a very old man, isn't he? He's just hanging in there. He'll be lucky to see out an 8-year term.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's better than the alternative, I have to say.
Or will he, Mick? I mean, all of us here of the exact age group to truly appreciate and remember the classic film Weekend at Bernie's. Who's to say?
Yes.
Who's to say with the right people around him he couldn't get through a second
term? He might have been dead for the last 10 years. Who
knows?
Well,
cryogenics has come very far, you know. So absolutely. You know what they can do.
But the thing with Donald Trump, I think he's stumbled on a strategy for him to win.
How
because
so?
It feels like whenever genuine journalists ask him a question, he always gets into trouble.
Right.
Because He is unable to tell the truth, and B, the truth isn't very good.
Truth isn't helping him right now. Yeah. So what's his alternative? He goes on Fox or what?
No. He even better than that. This week, he sat down for an interview, and he was interviewed by his son, Don Jr.
Donald Trump Jr.?
Oh, Don Jr. sat down for a half-hour interview, and I'll give you a sample. This is him asking a question, and you'll notice he doesn't even get to a question with this one. Here is Don Jr. trying to ask his dad a question.
Okay.
When I look at your accomplishments, they're incredible. You've delivered for America for the first time in modern political history, done the things you said you were going to do. At the same time, what people I don't think give you credit for is that you did that under unprecedented circumstances, under unprecedented resistance. You had nonsense impeachments. You had 3 years of Russia hoaxes. You had everything working against you, and you were still able to do it.
Wow.
No question, just a statement.
Is that daddy issues?
That's journalism.
Daddy issues. That's what you get from a father who hates you.
Well, and Donald Trump Jr., one of the more attractive big game hunters in the world.
He's like one of the Kennedys. Yeah. Remember the young Kennedys? He's like a young Trump.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
He is like a Kennedy. Although there isn't a slow-moving endangered animal he doesn't want to shoot with a gun.
What about Australian politics? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, the interesting thing this week for me has been, you know, this constant debate in light of Black Lives Matter about what statues do we keep up? What people do we still celebrate? Do we pull statues down? And, you know, two things I wanted to say is I had a suggestion, because a lot of people say, let's keep the statues. I don't care how many people they killed. It's a nice statue. I want to keep.
Right.
Whereas other people say that their history is monsters. Let's pull them down. I've got an idea.
Yep.
Let's just have a park where we get all the statues of all the bad people and put them in one park. And we call it the Walk of Shame.
Yes.
And you get to see all of the statues. You walk around. Oh, everyone's there.
They play spooky music. Play spooky music, and you're only allowed to go at night.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be good.
And it also it puts all the other statues on notice.
Yeah.
And anyone else who's got a statue up, if you do something bad enough, you'll end up on the Walk of Shame. Like, I think that would work. The other approach, of course, Wayne Swan, formerly the treasurer of the century.
He was highly.
And he was asked on the Today Show this week what he thought of the historical credentials of Captain Cook, and he made this very useful contribution.
When it comes to Captain Cook, you know, when I was at school, we used to sing a ditty. Captain Cook chased a chook right around Australia. He lost his pants when he was in France and found them in Tasmania. Look, things change.
Things change, guys.
He should run on that.
They change.
I'm so proud.
Later on, he told us all about how Jingle Bells, Batman smells. Robin laid an egg.
You know what they should do? Someone should go, instead of pulling down the Captain Cook statue, someone should go and put a statue of a chook just in front of it.
Oh, brilliant.
And so it looks like he's chasing it.
That's it.
Oh, my God. Will you hang around, Charlie, because when we come back, you've been watching. I love the shows you watch. You find some corkers.
All right. Charlie Bickering's with us. Get it, Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is. Charlie Pickering's with us. The Weekly with Charlie Pickering continues Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC.
Shooting the lights out, going gangbusters. Now, normally you bring us something in and play it to us, like something we would have missed in the natural course of events. Have you got something for us, a little tip for our viewers?
Absolutely. This basically comes with over the course of a newborn baby and COVID, I've watched everything there is.
You are done.
The absolute entirety of everything there is. I finished Netflix at the end. There's an end guy you have to beat.
When you finish Netflix,
it's a Don Lane special. It's weird. But anyway, it's...
I'm pretty much on a par with you there, Charlie, so I'm fascinated to know what you're going to bring to the table today.
Well, so I managed to dig up a documentary. It's a BBC documentary, and it is basically where they try to understand, based on a Neanderthal skeleton, what a Neanderthal would have been like. What would they have looked like? How would they have behaved?
Okay.
How would they have spoken? And the first thing I learned was...
Similar to me.
Oh, dare you, Jane. Yellow card,
well,
Jane Kennedy.
Do you know what? This here is where science is going to come to Mick's rescue,
right?
Because nothing like Mick, it turns out. Nothing
really?
Like
Mick.
Thank you. I'm more of a Fred Flintstone type.
That's exactly right. And it all comes down to the way that the Neanderthal speaks.
Right.
All right. Now, the first thing I learned was it's pronounced Neanderthal, which I did not know.
Pardon me.
So there
it's
we go.
Posh.
We're learning already.
I feel stupid. Now.
What they did is they got the skeleton and they did a whole bunch of computer analysis. And they got, basically, they started off, they found out how wide the windpipe is on a Neanderthal, and they gave it to a speech pathologist, right, who is an expert at looking at how big a windpipe is and saying how someone would have spoken.
Right.
Now, she has an assistant, Elliot, obviously an actor who takes himself very seriously but also desperate for work, and she starts off getting him to demonstrate the difference between a Neanderthal and a human
I'm
voice.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Probably the voice would be higher. So, Elliot, let's try male human voice, count over three.
One, two, three.
Just pitch up your voice.
One, two, three.
Neanderthal man did not sound like that. I refuse to believe it.
Yes, me too.
You're right. You are right, Mick. He didn't sound like that because it's not as simple as that. We have the pitch of a Neanderthal.
Yes.
But it turns out there were lots of structural differences to the skull that would also create a different
sound. Like an echo chamber.
Take it away, team.
As well as his vocal tract, our Neanderthal's strange shape would also have affected his voice. His deep rib cage, a large and heavy skull, and most of all, a huge nasal cavity.
Let's just add a bit of nasal now.
One, two, three.
Okay,
She didn't keep a straight face.
By the end of this, I reckon Neanderthal man sounded like John Michaelhausen. No, hello, I'm a Neanderthal. No, I love going to get up the mountain and hitting someone on the head with a club.
Wow. They've excelled themselves, the BBC team.
Yeah, so we're nearly there. And at this point, the actor's eye is like, how did I get here? What went wrong in my life?
What a gig.
So the last bit, there is something about the chest cavity of a Neanderthal that makes him speak differently. Again, she really gets to work on poor Elliot and his physicality. Have a listen to this.
Add to that the fact that they had a fantastic chest, which is a support system of breath, which can produce enormous chest resonance and tremendous power. So I imagine that they wouldn't have subtle sounds. It would be loud, very loud, or very, very loud. And we can try and get that by... I'm now going to engage Elliot by pushing to me. And this is actually getting him right into his body. Now, speak.
And two, three!
Get off.
You know what's funny?
They're having a lend.
I won't tell you.
The last one.
You go, please.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the last one. Obviously, the big flaw here is that a Neanderthal couldn't count up to three.
Right.
So finally, Elliot has to use the vocabulary of a Neanderthal. Take it away, Elliot.
Now let's make a sound. Just let's make a huge R.
Well, has he just been kicked in the nuts? Is going on?
I'm going to definitely look at that. Is that on YouTube? I'm going to look for that.
It is on YouTube, again. All over
that
YouTube.
And you know the beauty of it? You can't be wrong. You can't be disproved. Yeah. You just go, I could make up I'm going to do a documentary about Neanderthal man.
Why not? I'm going to go out with a gorilla impersonation. That's how gorillas speak.
Charlie's a friend of the show, and you go and do your gorilla impersonation.
It was a compliment.
You were saying, you know what she said? I'll translate. You go, Joan.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Charlie. We love you. You're a friend of the show. Okay, now she's picking bugs out of her.
See what I've resented? Oh, God.
All right. Charlie Pickering there.
Thanks, Charlie.
Weekly with Charlie Pickering.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Every Friday around this time on Kennedy Malloy, we pause and reflect on the week that's been.
The great Matty Dower.
That's an amazing job, doesn't it?
Rattling his pots and pans.
Yeah.
Having
check him out on Instagram.
Sifting it down to a manageable size. Yeah. All the
how
highlights.
How does he choose?
He's the Rick Rubin of Kennedy Malloy. He really is.
Oh, Rick Rubin. That's a bit of radio talk, isn't it?
Here he is with the Week in Review on Kennedy Malloy.
We started the week with exciting news of Jane's horse, Victory Approach, having a win over the weekend.
Victory Approach goes on to win.
You should have seen the run that Michelle
Winner's
Payne.
Circle.
Yeah.
Winner's Circle for the first time in ages.
This will get you back into the Oaks this year. You should apply again and we'll go and rewrite history. Come on.
So Jane shouted herself a handbag with the winnings.
Do you know how big it is? I thought it was the actual bookie's bag you put the bet on with.
Yeah.
That's how big
it is.
Not. You could put a small dog in that handbag.
Yet another Stefanovic / Stefanovic arrived at nine.
What?
My cousin and Nine reporter Katerina Stefanovic.
They're expanding as we speak.
Channel 9 are hoarding Stefanovics. What's the plural for Stefanovics? An Uber?
An Uber.
And Kerry, what did you want to add?
It's a dado Stefanovic.
Greta Thunberg added a spider to the list of things that have been named after her.
I said no to the Komodo dragon.
What's your beef with the Komodo dragon?
Said no to the water buffalo.
No to the water buffalo.
But I would like to congratulate Jane on the horse's win. Michelle Payne ran a very good race.
League legend Matty Johns let us in on his ISO highlight Swedish harness racing.
In Australia, they just call it, pale face adios around the outside. But the Swedish caller, just a legend. My brother used to live next door to the mother of number two, the rider. Hello to all my friends in Australia.
You know, if those horses don't run very well, they're going to end up in the meatballs at IKEA.
With rumours of a secret cost-cutting plan to axe the morning show on Seven circulating,
we could do it on the cheap. You're already
the morning show.
The morning show.
We'll pinch the cash cow. Get the latest two Stefanovics.
Katerina Stefanovic.
Let's out Stefanovic.
Yeah. We'll post
Channel
them.
9. Cut a couple of Stefanovics from the hood.
Mick had the NBN installed at his house with his mother on hand and received this message from the technician.
Hi, Mick. Just letting you know that you're now connected to the NBN. If you have any dramas, please call me. And one last thing, your mum, Wendy, is a beautiful lady.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
Oh, nice.
Wendy's had a good old chin wag.
Oh, yeah. And would she ever? He would have been belted around the ears.
Anyway, Nick, now, let me just go way back. Put it in big writing, will you?
He's so stupid. He can't use a toaster.
Jane alerted us to a passion fruit glut.
Because the weather was perfect for them.
Would you describe it as sweet or sour?
It's umami.
I think you have to dump that.
Do we have to dump that?
I don't care for anything you'd find in a pavlova.
Well, what do you like?
Oh, like a kumquat.
And this garden dilemma from Dave.
I've got a passion fruit vine in my backyard at the moment.
And does it yield a good
one? No, it doesn't. It brings flowers, but no fruit.
Received plenty of helpful advice from callers.
It's a really good idea to plant two side by side. So that might be why, Dave, you're getting heaps of flowers.
Oh, you've got one only.
Keep the bees out of there. You don't want the bees out of passion fruit. Excuse me, Pam.
Sorry? Yes.
I think I know more about passion fruit than you.
I doubt it.
Yeah, good on you, Pam.
Get some livers. Put it around the passion fruit vine.
Then
the
what?
Flowers will turn to fruit. The ripest ones are like Nick. They fall off their vine, they're wrinkly and they're sweet.
Okay, Paul, you've made a very powerful enemy.
This new development in the studio Tuesday.
Dave's wearing his cap on backwards.
I do it all the time.
Actually,
I always
no,
have
you don't.
No, act your age. Hey, you know what you should try next?
What's
a
that?
Bandana.
I think we're thinking about an author of historic books.
Jeez, Kennedy, gloves off.
No, it's not. I'm just thinking of who wears a bandana.
Pirates.
Even had Lee Sales reconsidering her on-air attire.
Well, I think I should wear a bandana on 7:30 tonight.
Yes.
There you go.
Or at least a cap on backwards. Yep. That would be great.
For a new audience, I'm
That's
sure.
It. So Wednesday, we all turned our caps backwards to mark the Dangerous One's birthday and celebrated with a special message from the guy Dange felt was overcharging him for fish and chips.
It's Andrew from the original Queenscliff Fish and Chip Shop. And we just wish you happy birthday. Because you're a bit of a tight ass, we would like to offer you one of our expensive family packs.
Are you going to feel a bit sheepish when you go in there to collect
that? It'll be a little awkward. I might get the kids to go in.
You'll
and
send
order.
The kids in.
Jane filled us in on this disturbing development.
Airlines are suspending all or part of their alcoholic drink service.
What? Do you know who I feel sorry for?
What?
Booney. Booney.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'll do? I'll take the Ruby Princess.
The border wars escalated even further this week with Victorian Premier Dan Andrews firing this shot.
Look, I don't want to be offensive to South Australians, but why would you want to go there? Holiday here.
Well, I wouldn't be going there if I was Dan Andrews.
No.
Judy's on the line.
Well, we're pretty safe over here. We haven't had any cases come up. We can actually go watch our footy
games. Boom! Victorians right now are wincing.
Mm.
You've just kicked them in the balls.
Adam Rosenbach's provided some solutions for pandemic intimacy.
Basically, I'm going to need a hazmat suit with a hole in it. It's just like I'm going to bring in KY sanitizer jelly. So it does two jobs.
And new intimacy measures were also hitting our small screens.
Bold and the Beautiful, in response to the coronavirus scare, are now going to use blow-up dolls for sex scenes.
Mean?
See if you can pick it.
You're quiet. Too quiet. Say something.
We wrap things up with this week's great news out of the animal kingdom.
Our beautiful friend, Migaloo the white whale. He's been spotted in New South Wales just before he heads north on his annual migration from Antarctica to Queensland.
Unbelievable. Get your harpoons out, everybody.
Oh, that is not
we
what
we
will.
Ridiculous.
It's being Moby Dickhead. That's what I call it. What about Migaloo? Miggy.
Yeah, and it's back to me.
Comes back, isn't it? Full circle.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it is thanks to Crown Forklifts Encore Range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com.
So guess what I'm going to ask them for?
What's that?
What?
Well, one for the weekend.
Well, that's what I think. It's a good idea to go and check out forklifts on the weekend.
Get a courtesy forklift from Crown.
Yes.
Like, get them to check me the keys.
Yeah.
Do you need a license for that?
No.
No, I don't.
No,
I could put one of my kids on it, surely.
Well, you can take them for
rides.
Occupational
health and safety if they pass that.
I'm going to go cruising for chicks because chicks will love it. And
you
I'll have
score,
this on the radio,
mate.
Of course.
You'll pick up.
Hello, girls. Careful, right, ladies?
And if you use that baritone voice, Mick, you will. You are in.
I'll say hello, ladies. Care for me to pick you up? And carry you round, then put you down.
That's pretty cool.
Do you
cool.
know what? Instead of a bell, you could have a cowbell on your forklift.
Oh.
Mm.
Hang on. Okay, so do it again. Play the music.
Here we come.
There is nothing.
Hello, girls.
And putting it down. Oh my God. I'm very happy and excited for you.
The Crown Forklift will be rocking. And of course, we love the crown forklift. It's been given a cuddle and pushed back.
They're
out.
Renewed condition. Mm. They've got them and they've zhushed them up and they've made the price cheaper.
Why would you retire them? Why would you retire them? Just get them back into action. Yeah. They're too good.
That's they look hot.
Oh, they look hot. I'm going to get a racing stripe on mine.
That's a great
idea. Why don't
idea.
You? Could paint it up. I like the colour scheme. It's very classy right now. But if you want to check them out on the weekend, it's perfect. Go to crown.com, people.
All right. Get on more time. Here it is. Like well done, Crown.
and putting it down.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, that's just about it for another week of Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. Missed any of Today's show, by the way. The Catch-Up podcast available soon.
Well, that's a good thing to do. If you're driving around, people are probably going to be driving around Australia. You can go in your state, go and support people, go and have a bit of a weekend away. Yeah. That would be good.
Is that the idea? Well, what are you doing? You're about to start your engines, ladies. Is your girls' weekend about to kick into action?
Got a girls' weekend. Yes, I have.
So tell me how that pans these out. Are my, well, I'm seeing pillow fights in underwear. Seeing all you girls
we're very flattered.
Jumping on beds with feathers everywhere while you hit each other. Am I close?
God love you if you think that we're in the age bracket to be doing that. But that's what I love about you, Mick.
And you like
feel
Sandy
free to drop
D,
in.
Where you're all like,
we're
a,
like Sandy D.
Putting in diary entries while you talk about
hair
boys.
Hair in curlers. Really? And we might try and smoke a cigarette or something like that.
In lingerie.
In London. Well, hang on, Dave.
All right, beg your pardon.
Dave, you've taken
Dave,
it somewhere else.
Dave,
where are you going?
Well, you're talking.
Where's Sandra D at this stage?
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Jane. No, are you going to crack open that big bottle of wine? When's that going to happen?
Well, that'll happen as soon as everyone arrives. Right. And I've
you're
planned
have to cut a ribbon for that. Yeah. You're going to have a plaque.
I've got to get a very big bottle opener too for that.
Wow.
As I said before, I'm showing the girls something they've never seen before. They've never watched an episode of Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, wow.
They've never seen an episode of Real Housewives, so I've got some things queued up to watch what happens when a whole bunch of women get together.
All right. Are they the ones who drink the Fireball?
That's the Beverly Hills ones. These ones just drink straight tequila.
Right.
And let me tell you, there's a lot of no underwear wearing.
Like a girls' weekend. Have fun, Jane Kennedy.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Massive week next week. Andy Lee is going to drop in. We've got Dave Reynolds, Tom Gloucester, Jim Jeffries from LA.
Hoping to talk to him.
How's that for a week? Talk to you Monday. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.